Earlier today, the man accused of fatally shooting an NYPD officer in Queens on Monday was charged with first-degree murder. Officer Jonathan Biller was shot by Guy Rivera from Queens when the policeman approached his illegally parked car. This is not Rivera's first interaction with the justice system. His record includes 21 prior arrests for charges including assault, robbery, and possession of a controlled substance. To commemorate Officer Diller, Governor Hochul has directed flags on all state buildings to be flown at half staff. Diller's wake took place this afternoon on Long Island, and hundreds attended, including Donald Trump. Three presidents will be in town this evening when the Democratic Party holds a fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall for President Biden. The NYPD says to expect street closures, with 49, 50s, and 51st streets shut down to traffic. Pedestrian traffic is also limited as of 3 p.m. in the same places. We'll have more on the president's fundraising later on today's show. Right before the kickoff of the 2024 auto show at the Javis Center tomorrow, Governor Hochul has announced over 100 new chargers for electric vehicles will be built in New York City. This is part of the city's $1 billion investment aimed at making transportation electric and reducing emissions. The initiative is born from a partnership between the New York City Department of Transportation and the New York Power Authority. The great majority of charging stations will be located at 13 new Evolve New York hubs. Others will be at LaGuardia Airport. They are scheduled to be completed and ready between 2025 and 2026. And baseball fans, time to step up the plate. Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. First pitch for the Yankees is scheduled for just a few minutes from now in Houston. The Mets will host the Brewers tomorrow afternoon in Queens. The Mets game was originally planned for today, but it got postponed due to weather. And speaking of weather, it's cloudy with a chance of rain in New York City. Temperatures are around 40 degrees. For Columbia Radio News, I'm Julia Leo.